So I just wanted to really quickly talk about what I am, I guess, talking about when I talk about an informal mindfulness or everyday mindfulness activity, choosing one activity and doing it mindfully. So what this means is that I've already talked about what everyday mindfulness means. What I want you to do is to choose one activity that you normally do anyway and use it as your cue to become more present and more mindful. So, for example, you might choose showering or teeth cleaning. So, if you were to choose showering, you would have the intention that when you get into the shower, you bring your awareness to your full five senses, your sensory experience, the temperature of the water hitting your skin, the pressure of the water, what can you smell, what can you hear, the sound of the running water. So you get basically dropping out of your busy thinking mind and coming into your body and noticing if you run through the five senses, that's usually a good rule of thumb. What can I see? What can I hear? What can I touch? What can I taste? What can I smell? And obviously, there'll be more of that involved in some experiences than others. Similarly, with teeth cleaning, that's something we usually wander off for a million miles away because we consider it to be kind of just boring and routine. You can bring your awareness into that process, feeling the sensation of the toothbrush, the taste of the toothpaste, the smell, the sound, all of that. Driving is another really good one. So dropping into feeling your hands on the steering wheel, feeling the temperature of the air on your skin. What can you hear around you, the sounds? You might turn off the radio so that you can just hear the traffic noise and the sound. Or you may leave the radio on and just have that as part of your experience. And I guess you're just noticing when your mind wants to go off into thoughts and you're attempting to bring it back. So there's no, it's not that you have to force yourself to concentrate or anything like that. It's just having the intention to be fully present in what you're doing. So just choose one. I would really like it if you chose one in particular that you used as your practice every day, because hopefully what that will do is over time it does tend to become a cue or a trigger to remind you to be mindful, and you start building in these little opportunities throughout the day to be more present and aware. So good luck with that, and just keep a little record in your diary of what you have done, how that was for you, if you remembered, if you forgot. You can just make a note on that record sheet, and if you wanted to write in any more detail, you can do that in your own journal. Okay, that's all.